Now the question that I think everyone's been chomping at the bit for. Imagine that you've suddenly been given a magic wand and you're allowed to design the next era and to remake the game however you like. What are you going to do with that power? I'll start with one of our absentee senators, Cyber Kitty. You've been playing for years. What do you think?
Get your mother, please.
Okay, moving on from there. Senator Spider, I'm sure you've got a lot of thoughts about this topic.
I do. I had some trouble trying to organize them. But I think they come down to a couple of things. The first, so we've been talking a little bit about the tasks that are available to you at the beginning. And I think, in fact, this actually applies to tasks available as you go higher. That there's an idea, essentially, that restrictions breed creativity. That by having only certain things you can do, that encourages you to come up with creative ways to do them. And in particular, I think that one of the limits that I thought was interesting and a good benefit for the game was the specific groups that were required in order to sign up for a task, the trajectories of desire, that they encourage a certain degree of collaboration with other groups in order to get the abilities that or to sign up for the tasks that you like. I'd also like to see more... essentially, abilities unlocked as you go higher, that we've mentioned this before, that I think this could tie in nicely with having, essentially, an ability to sign up for an additional trajectory of desire with each level, thus granting you not only higher level tasks, but a greater variety of types of tasks. Before I go further, I'd actually like to request that we extend the time portion slightly for this question. Thank you. One other thing that I think that was played with at the beginning of this era was the idea of more community involvement in task approval, and that I thought that this was a very good idea, one that I think could go further by a combination of two things. One, by making the submitted but unapproved tasks more visible. It could be done simply by having a link on the sidebar, but basically making it so that it is easy to find and see these, that it's not only the experienced players who seek them out and comment upon them and bring other people to them. And so using the interested in signing up for this task as a way of essentially getting tasks to a level where they are approved and available to be signed up for. A couple of sort of miscellaneous technical ideas that I think might be helpful include a multi-photo uploader to upload more than one picture at a time. So if this is not done, I might just release the code that I have in order to provide this ability. Notifications on tasks and praxis that you're following. And finally, the ability to level zero tasks, essentially officially. That is, that you can sign up for them, they'll show up in the normal praxis, but that you've indicated that you're doing them not for score or for votes, but essentially just to show something interesting. But that said, I should yield my time to the rest of the senators. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Senator Spider. Senator Babe?
So far I just had one change of the era because I started playing in insatiability era, and concerning everyday life, I don't know how it is normally when the eras change, but I had the feeling when everyday life came up that the game kind of lost a little bit of energy, and I thought it would be nice when the new era comes up that the overall theme would be something a little bit more generous again, and like not everyday life. And then the groups thing is something I also did not experience because I was always free to choose out of all the tasks. I don't know about this, could be interesting, but it would probably also be something like more going back, because some of you already played for the groups. And then concerning what Spider said about the pre-tired task thing, I think that it's just players who played a little bit can go into this and also say that they're interested in collaborating on this. It's probably to keep the sock puppets out of the thing, but I don't know. Because if it's that everyone can go to the pre-tired tasks and say that they're interested in collaborating on them, and then they get approved automatically, that's kind of an invitation for sock puppets. But I don't know, it's probably more a technical question how to solve that. Yeah, and also voting, with the voting points, I don't know, I think there are different opinions on that topic. I personally find it nice to vote with lots of points, so I don't see a reason to restrict these voting points by having to earn them. I always had enough voting points since they changed it at the beginning of the era, but some people ran out on voting points, and I find that even if players don't task themselves a lot anymore, something like, for example, DAX or CM also, they are not tasking a lot anymore, but still they are kind of part of the community and they should have points to vote all the time, I find. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Babe. Senator Pixie, if you were in charge, how would you change the game?
Well, for one thing, I would give more I'd give more control to the community at large, aka having maybe senators be on the committee of people who approve tasks, or people who have, basically giving simultaneously more player control to the like structure of the game itself, and in a lot of ways less. And I know that sounds bad, but basically I think that the game should start out a bit more, as I said, a bit more closed, a bit more, you know, here are your limits, here's the structure. That way people can kind of get accustomed to it and figure out what kind of player they want to be before they're given quite as many options. I kind of like Spider's idea of being able to gain new trajectories as you level up, although I really like the idea of being able to experiment with a bunch of different kinds of trajectories of desire, because I believe that really what we have the desire to do is to task. And that just because I like helping people doesn't mean that I should only be in humanitarian crisis. Just because you like robots doesn't only mean that you should like robots and have to task with equivalency. I do think that level zero tasks should definitely be able to be signed up for. I hardcore support that with all of my heart. And I think that there should be more high-level tasks that exist that can be signed up for, because we have, like, a lot of, like, 15-point tasks, and then we have two, like, 200-point tasks, and I don't think that's particularly fair. Also, I noticed that a lot of really high-level tasks are BART, and I think that other trajectories should be able to have that. But again, my thoughts on it, on a new era, aren't super organized. I haven't had time to, like, you know, write down everything and be like, this is exactly how I want the era. So I think that that would basically be some of my thoughts on potential new era things.
Okay, thank you, Senator Pixie. Low-tech, you've been playing this game, I think, longer than anybody else in the room. What are your thoughts?
As far as the new era goes, the only thing I really want to see is a major change to the tasks available. I think, well, pretty much any task can be done in an interesting or amazing or fun way, whatever. I want to limit the ones like everyday life, where while certain people will do interesting ones, there's going to be about 100 more who just kind of fill up the praxis, and don't know. I think it would be make for a more interesting game if the task like forced you to like make something rather than just type or, you know, take a picture of your cat or whatever. I know that's one thing, but the other thing to encourage like playing for votes as opposed to just points would be to eliminate the points and all points, automatic points from completing a task, and you'd only get your points from votes. That's it.
Okay, thank you, Senator. Over to the Interrex. What are your thoughts, Lincoln?
I agree with almost everything Spider said. He has a great idea, and pretty much the same idea as I have, which I think we should level up. Every task every level you complete unlocks certain new aspects of the game, and I think every level should unlock something new and unique and awesome to keep pushing you for new levels. And they should be clearly stated at the beginning so you know what you're aiming for. Like I said, when you start the game, you should have to do a player photo plus something else. And I think the plus something else is making your page, your player page. You know, you have two things. You have your page and then your player photo. I think you should make your player page have some content that is not just, hi, my name's Bob. I don't know what that is yet, but it's something. And we should put something in addition to the player photo. And I like starting with a trajectory. Like, when you sign up, you are HC. That's all you can do. You're a humanitarian crisis person. Once you get to level 2, you can now add another group that you want to add. Like, oh, I think I'm going to try out some BART. I like that idea of leveling up with them. But in addition, I think, and these are just a few things I scribbled down during the people that are talking. I don't know what 1 through 3 is. I started going backwards. Level 4, perhaps, is when you can start seeing level 0 tasks. The, you know, submitted but not approved. You can, there's a list and it pops up and you can start seeing them at level 4. I think level 5, perhaps, you get unlimited votes. You can vote for anything you want all the time. You know, you don't have that cap. 6, perhaps you can vote for more than 5 points per task once you get to level 6.
Ooh.
Plus that 10 pointer. Like, oh, that thing, I wish I could vote twice. Well, now you can. Maybe that's also a big weapon where you can only use it a few times per era. I'm not sure about that. We'll talk about it. I think 7, perhaps, you become, or the game kind of becomes a wiki for you. So we can then edit the pages that only SSI have been able to edit in the past. So if we want to add content, like if we want to put Dark Arbox awesome player guide up on the front page, then we'd be able to do that. Because right now, as much as they are awesome, SSI, the reason that everyday life hasn't had a new task every day is because those are busy people living busy lives who have shit going on. And it'd be great if we could burden ourselves with that crappy task of running the site and making those little things. I mean, obviously, I don't have the computer skill to do it, but I have the willpower. And I've always said level 8 should be level 0. Once you get to level 8, you unlock all of the level 0 tasks, which means you get a blank form. It doesn't have anything written in it. It doesn't have any points attached. And then you can write in whatever heading you want. So you could write in Luke Reinhardt at heart. You get no points for it. You get nothing for it. But you can then complete it and it'll show up on the Praxy page. And I think it also means it unlocks all retired tasks as well.
And yes.
So as soon as you get to level 8 and you unlock those retired tasks, those come in at the point, you know, the point value that they were retired at. So, oops, here's a photo of my cat that shows up as a 10-point task, and you get 10 points for putting that up there. I think those are, in addition to everything Spider said, which were
okay. Those
are phenomenal.
Sounds good. Finally, over to Senator Aardvark. What would you do with absolute power?
Absolute power. It's a tempting notion. I think Lincoln had a lot of really good ideas. I think the idea of starting out with one or two groups and then adding more as you level up is a really good idea, because I agree that restrictions do breed creativity. And I remember what it was like to force yourself to pick a group to align yourself with, and then when you wanted to collaborate, or when you wanted to do a task in another group, to find someone to collaborate with who was a member of that group. And I don't think it would end up being all that restrictive, since as you continue to level up, you'd get new groups. So I think that's a feasible option. One thing I've mentioned before would be adding little sort of add-ons to tasks that you just get, you know, a couple points for things like, say, you know, completing a task in public while wearing a silly hat, or using fire to complete a task. I don't think that's a game changer, but I think it'd be a fun one. One other thing that I'd like to see is to have tasks progress from a lower to higher level, from sort of concrete to abstract progression, where lower level tasks are more go do this thing. And I don't think that necessarily restricts creativity. In fact, I think some of the coolest completions we've seen are of tasks that are very specific. But I think tasks that, you know, the you'll know what to do, or the very abstract tasks, can produce very cool results, but I think those should be higher level tasks.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. Okay, we'll do a quick round of rebuttals if anyone has any, starting with CyberKitty.
So why am I still alive?
Okay, and Senator Spider?
I guess I just maybe have one more thing to add, which is the thought to get people thinking about the theme of the new era, that I think the theme is important and something that can really drive tasking. Situationalist theory, I think, has been very commonly employed in past eras. One thought, given what we've been talking about, sort of like the phrase revolution within everyone's reach, this idea of a community-oriented progression through the game, allowing people to discover things, to change things about SF-Zero and themselves.
Okay, sounds good. Senator Babe?
Yeah, I liked what Lincoln said, the Lincoln ideas, but as I remember, when the change was from insatiability to everyday life, it also started with lots and lots of restrictions, and that made lots of really nice players somehow stop with the game and kind of took the fun away. So I think when we start up with the new era and there are more restrictions, then it has to be communicated very well where how this can develop or where this should lead.
Okay.
Because,
go ahead.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Senator Pixie?
I loved Lincoln's ideas. I loved Spider's ideas. I wish that we had more than just a symbolic role in the game. And that's basically what I have to say.
Okay. Let's see. Who's next? Senator Lowtech? And Senator Lincoln?
First of all, keep it down, 4B. And then second, I like the thinking about the title that Spider was talking about, and his idea of revolution that within everyone's reach is a good idea. To me, that sounds like evolution. Maybe our new era could be called evolutionary.
Okay. And Senator Dark Aardvark?
I'm good.